Gamardin, the verdict passed that he indeed has to go to Gaulis. At that time, there was no Cohen Gadol in office. Ahari Cohen Gadol, or another case, a person who himself is the murderer of the Cohen Gadol, the Cohen Gadol Shaharik, or a Cohen Gadol that killed. Any of these three cases, Eino Yotzi Misham LaOlam, never leaves the Ir Miklat, can never leave. Never has the Gezeiras HaKosef of the Cohen Gadol dying for him to leave. We'll see. Ve'eino Yotzi LaLe'edus Mitzvah, and this seems to be a lach in general about a person in Gaulis, he can't leave there for the sake of testifying for something that's a mitzvah, v'lo de'edus mamon, not to testify to something that's a monetary matter, v'lo de'edus nefashos, nor to testify to something of a capital matter. Even if the Jewish people need him, obviously they need him to be available outside of the city, even if he is a general of the army of the Jewish people, like Yoav ben Tzruya, who was David HaMelech's general, he still never leaves. Shenamar, Asher Nos Shama, that he will flee to there. So this word Shama apparently implies a lot of things. Sham Tehei Dirasa, there will be where he lives. Sham Tehei Nisasa, there will be where he dies. Sham Tehei Kvarasa, there will be where he is buried. Hashem She'ir Koletis, now seemingly a different halacha about this. The same way that the city envelops him, it protects him. Kach Tehuma Kolet. So to the Tehum, the border of the city, also envelops him. Now, that's not a place where people live. It's just every city has a halachic border around it. It's still called part of that city, called the Tchum. And that also protects him. Ritzach sheyotze chutz ha-tchum. If a Ritzach leaves that boundary, u'matzal gol adam, and then the gol adam finds him, Rabbi Yossi ha-galili, Omer Rabbi Yossi ha-galili says, mitzvah biad gol adam. It's a mitzvah for the gol adam to kill him. Rishus biad gol adam, but it is a permissible act for anybody else to kill. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rishus biad gol adam. Yeah, Rekiva says it's permissible for the Goel Adam to, it's not a mitzvah. For Kol Adam Ein Chayav, and everybody else, it's also not, they're not supposed to, but they won't be Chayav if they do. Ilan She'omei B'soch HaTchum. Now, another halacha about this Tchum idea. If you have a tree that is standing outside of the boundary of the city, V'nofono T'l'chutz HaTchum. Yeah? I'm sorry, I should retranslate. Ilan She'omei B'soch HaTchum. You have a tree standing inside, B'soch, inside the boundary of the city. And its branches are hanging outside of the city. So it's a bit of a diagonally pointed tree. Or actually, it could just be straight and its branches are very long. Or the other way around. You have a tree standing outside of the boundary, and it has branches that are hanging over inside. Everything in this halacha goes after the branches. Yeah. So even if the Rotzeach will be standing, let's say, by the stump of the tree that is outside of the city, but the branches of the tree are inside, so then he would be protected. And the vice versa, if he's on the stump of the tree that is inside, but the branches are outside, he would not be protected. That's what it sounds like anyway, the basic reading of the Mishnah. Harag ba'oso ha'ir. What if the Ratzach went and killed again? He killed again in the city of refuge itself. Golem yishchun l'shchun. He goes to a further golus from one neighborhood inside the city to another. Uben Levi, what about a Ben Levi? A Levi who anyways lives in this city. Right, these are Levi cities. We spoke about there's six cities of refuge plus 42 Levi cities that also serve as places of refuge. So if a Ben Levi kills there, Golem Meir Le'ir, he can be exiled from one of his Levi cities to another, even though he starts out really in Ir Miklat and goes to another one. That's the way he gets his goals. Okay, so quite a detailed Mishnah, many halachas here. Let's see what the Rav has to explain. Nigmar Adino Blow Kohen Gadol. The very first case was, if a person has a verdict passed to go to Golos at a time where there is no Kohen Gadol sitting, Shilo hay Kohen Gadol ba'olam. Yeah, there was never a Kohen Gadol. That's what the Rav learned, Shilo ba'olam. There wasn't one. I think other Mefarshim just explained that the Kohen Gadol died and they haven't brought up a new one. I don't know why the Rav has to make it that the case there never was a Kohen Gadol. I'm not sure. Or maybe the Rav should be translated, so there isn't one ba'olam. There is none in existence currently. So I'm not sure. But in any case, all those cases, Nigmar Din below Kohen Gadol, and who kills a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol who killed, he can never leave. And seemingly, we explained, because being that there wasn't, at the time of Gemara Din, Kohen Gadol, so whoever will be the Kohen Gadol later, that will not give a kapara to allow a person to leave. Kohen Gadol himself, also, I guess, if we consume it's a Pashat Svar, he doesn't have this halacha apply to him. And when he kills the Kohen Gadol, so he kills the Kohen Gadol, then I guess he doesn't benefit from the death of Kohen Gadol making him leave. The Rav's not so wordy about what the Svaras are here. Says, the next part of the Mishnah, he doesn't leave for anything. Lo the Eidus Mitzvah could go on the Eidus Chodesh, for instance, testifying like they used to do about the new moon, about the month. And we said, not for that, not for Mammon, not Nefashis. Even if the Jewish people need him, he can't leave ever, because Asher Nos Shama, he leaves, he flees to there for all purposes of his life. And okay, that said, Adam, the Rav is a comment, where is that going? The Mishnah, that's going on. The Rabbi Yosef Levi says it's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill him if he finds him outside the city, and every other person, although Adam, are they have a reshus in it, he says. Chutz mi Goel Adam, shehargo chutz le'ir, miklato, eno chayav. Ah, so clearly this Rav is going on the next Shita. It's going on, the Kol Adam is going on the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that it's a reshus for the Goel Adam to kill him. Everybody else not chayav. Let's read that Rav again. The Kol Adam, chutz mi Goel Adam, Shehargo chutz le'ir miklat. So except for the Goel Adam that killed him outside of his ear miklat, ain't a chayiv love. Everyone else not chayiv on him. Ksiv ain lo dam. To him there is no blood. And there's no sentencing based on his death. The Goel Adam reshus biyado lehargo. Goel Adam has a reshus to kill. The halacha kerevi kiv, and that is deed the halacha. The hayimili shiyatsa meizi. This is only when if he purposefully left the city. Although yotza shogeg, if he's not so attentive to where the border is, it's probably a bad idea for him. And he left Beshogeg, Kol Adam Shahargo Naragalav. Then anyone who kills him is himself a murderer, like a regular murderer, and can be killed based on killing. Then we said this thing of the tree, and we said, Akoholich Acharanov, everything goes by the branches. The Gemara Mefarsh. The Gemara explains not like our initial reading. That's why I said that's what the words seem like, but the Gemara explains differently. What it means is, the Af Acharanov Ko Amar. It goes even after the branches, meaning to say as follows, She'im Haya Ikaro Besocha Tchum, if the stump of the tree was in the boundary, shall oyer miklat of a city of refuge. The nofa no techutz to the chum, and its branches hang outside. Kevish nichlas tachas nofa. Once he has come under the branches, niklat, he can be saved. After all, the branches are inside. Sorry, the nof is outside. Right, that's the point of here. The being that the stump of the tree is inside, then you in that case go after the stump. Ho v'ikar lifnim. Shedina nofa baser ikaro. We throw the nof after the ikar. We throw the branches after the stump of the tree, the base of the tree. And therefore, the base saves him. The ikar b'soch v'nof v'ifnim. The other way around, if the ikar of the tree is ikar b'chutz, right? It's outside. V'nof v'ifnim. And the nof, the branches are inside. Ki heichad v'nof l'matzi kotele. The same way that in that nof, you obviously cannot kill him because the nof is inside. The ikar na'an l'matzi kotele. So too in the ikar. It really comes out for his sake. For the sake of saving the Rotzeach, we pick either way. Either way, we say, if the stump is inside, yeah, and the trees are outside, so the branches, I should say, so the branches are also considered inside. If the stump is outside and the branches are inside, so the stump is also considered inside. We save him in any event. We'll throw the ikar, the stump of the tree, after the branches, make it follow the dinner of the branches of the chumra, for a chumra meaning for his protection of this Rotzeach. Okay, pretty long detailed Mishnah. I think we will, let's do one more. Mishnah Ches. Kiyotzebo, perhaps that's in the Girsa or not, but Kiyotzebo would mean it's a similar halacha as before, which we'll see if that would make sense or not. That's Rotzeach Shegalu the Ir Miklat. Rotzeach, that was exiled to his Ir Miklat. Rotzu Anshe Ir Lechabdil. People that city want to honor him for some purpose. Yom Lehem, he should say to them, he should say, Rotzeach, I'm a murderer. I want to refuse this honor. Amrlo, if they say to him, Afal Pikein, even so, he could accept an honor from them. This is the word of the Rotzeach. We'll have to see how that pasuk communicates to us this idea that he could accept honor. They would pay rent to the Levim. The Goel Adam has to live in there, but doesn't mean he has to live there for, not the Goel Adam, I should say, the Rotzeach has to live in these cities, but who says he has to live there for free? He has to pay the Levim, the people who own the city. No, they would not pay for it. They get to live there rent-free. Because of the Sura Shahayapa, Ivrei Meir. Meir holds if he leaves the city, he will go back to the status that he was in. If he was some sort of city official, some sort of leader, some sort of position, he'll go back to that. Behuda Amir Lohaya Khosa Sura Shahaba. Sir Yuda says no, he won't go back to that position that he was in. It says here the Rav. The Rav doesn't explain the very first part. Let's try to figure out how does Zed Devar HaRotzeach show us that he is allowed to Makabala. That. So Tosefta says from this drasha, "Ein lecha ella dibor harishon." Yeah, all he has is initial word, meaning to say, he can go by the initial offer for the cover. That's somehow a remez in this pasuk. Then the Mishnah said, "Milam hayischar levim." The Arbaim Ishtaimir, the 42 cities, Shagam Him Kotos, that also envelop and protect the Ratzeach. Mala Ratzeach, Schar Le Baal Bayis. The murderer has to pay the Baal Bayis, Shehu Darbo. Right? He's living in that person's house, he has to pay him. Emeir, that was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Emeir says, no. Emeir, Elach is not like Emeir, though they did pay. But Dafka, the men Bezir, Dafka, these 42 cities, it's like that. Avashesh Ar Mikot, Koleal Modeshe, Mala Schar Le Baal Bayis. In the other six cities, everybody agrees that he does not pay. Those cities are designed for refuge, not like the cities of Levim, which are just lazy cities, which also protect him. The other six are there to protect him, so seemingly he doesn't have to pay for that. That seems to be the idea over here. And then there's Machlokes cities that go back to his initial status. He does not go back to his initial status. It says he shall go back to his family and to the inheritance of his fathers. He shall return. So the drush is l'mishpachto huchoser, goes back to his family, v'enochoser l'masher huchzuka avosot. He doesn't go back to the status that his fathers had, whatever he had. V'enolach Rabbi Yehuda, not like that. Indeed, he does go back to the status that he had. Thank you for listening. Continue next.